Jesus said in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on this great station, American Family Radio. Well, we have talked in the past about the situation with COVID and the COVID-19 vaccines, and today we are in a great position to invite a lady on the program, a doctor on the program who has been on the front lines of COVID and the COVID vaccines. She has over 40 years experience in family medicine. Her name is Dr. Carla Dean Graves. And Dr. Graves, I know your time is valuable, so we're going to get you on immediately. So welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with you and with your audience. This is a time when the scripture that you started the show with, the truth that Jesus said, and he meant all truth, and he is all truth, and to say that the truth will set us free, that couldn't be more valuable to us than today, right where we are sitting in our world situation.
I totally agree. Now, I was thinking, you know, you and I had a great conversation last night, and I was thinking about in our 15 minutes together this morning what to ask. And so I went online to cdc.gov, the Centers for Disease Control, at their website. This was updated December 22nd of 2022, and it says myths and facts about COVID-19 vaccines. This is what our government entity is telling us. So they say myth right off the bat. The ingredients in COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous. That's a myth, they say. The fact is nearly all the ingredients in COVID-19 vaccines are also ingredients in many foods, fats, sugars, and salts. What would you say to that?
I would say that almost anything that you want to put out there, that You have ingredients, yes, but it's how do you use those ingredients? Where do you use those ingredients? It's like fire in your fireplace. Fire in your fireplace is great as long as it stays there. But if you put it in an environment where it doesn't belong, then it can become very dangerous. And so it depends upon where and how it is used. And so I think that what they say is just like what Satan does. He takes truth and then he laces it with a lie. And, you know, a little bit of truth is not truth. It's actually falsehood.
All right, let me ask you this, Dr. Graves. You knew early on about COVID, what it was doing. You saw it in patients. And then you seem to be on the front lines of recognizing the COVID vaccine, although they say it's safe and effective. It seems like what we're finding out is it's not effective and it's really not safe. How did you see that when so many other medical professionals didn't?
Well, the American people have been living under a delusion that the medical profession is one that it used to be many years ago, that physicians were and are practicing the art of medicine. No, they are not. Most physicians in today's world are actually obligated to either a hospital or an insurance company that actually owns them, and in some cases, even pharmaceutical companies. The standard in medicine has been that of journals of research, such as the New England Journal of Medicine, Lancet, so on. But those have, over the years now, become very heavily owned and operated by the pharmaceutical industry. And so they have actually geared a lot of their research towards their products, for their products and using them. And unfortunately for the American people, they have been paying a great deal of price for that. And I think that for me personally, I remained independent. And when you remain independent, you certainly can maneuver much better around the system. But if you are dependent upon your daily bread, so to speak, to put on the table, your livelihood, then you actually have to pay the price of doing what they say. And they, meaning the pharmaceutical companies who are tied very heavily in with the American Hospital Association, and they, shall we say, they rub each other's backs or scratch each other's backs because the pharmaceuticals, of course, sell to the hospitals, and the hospitals, of course, gain from the pharmaceuticals. And so when you are owned and you are basically a slave of the one who is paying you, then you suddenly begin to lose your objectivity. And that's unfortunately what's happened to the medical profession. They've also succumbed to a what we call protocols, and those protocols are followed rather than actually, like we talked about last night, instead of following the art of medicine and looking at it from an actual science and research position, it is viewed as, did you follow the protocol, not did you take care of the patient?
Yeah, that's a grave concern. Now tell us, so when with just regular folks, we're non-medical folks, we're hearing all this information, we hear information from the government and Big Pharma, and people trust the CDC. Hey, if the CDC says it, I mean, they're going to always tell me the truth. The reality is, if your vision is clouded by money, you're going to say whatever the person paying you is. Yeah, and it's a sad reality. But how are we, as just the John Q. public, Jane Q. public, how are we to be able to navigate and know what's true and what is not true concerning the COVID virus and the vaccine?
I think that it's just like we've heard all of our lives. Every one of us have heard the term, follow the money. Who is paying them? We know that from our, unfortunately, millions have died. Thousands, of course, have died in our hospitals because of following their protocol. It made no scientific sense. And so you can sense that within you. You look at this and say, okay, is my doctor owned by a hospital? And is my doctor saying what the board has said, that this is what we are going to do and you will follow it, or you will not only lose your job, but we will see to it that you lose your license and you won't practice anywhere in the United States. And believe you me, that has happened and continues to happen to many physicians around our nation. And so you have to step back and say, okay, am I going to a physician who is an independent thinker and who will actually do research? Ask your doctor, have you read the Emergency Use Authorization, or the EUA? Have you read that? Do you know what it says? Do you understand that when they did the animal studies, that the animals either became very, very sick when they were given the mRNA after they were re-exposed to the virus, or died? And are you aware of the research? And are you aware that Pfizer actually did their first mRNA patent in 1990? They had been planning this for years and years. And you have to look at this from a scientific view. Common sense tells us when we have an illness, yes, you might catch something out there, who knows what and who knows how. But when you do, your body, your immune system immediately begins to go on the defense. And if it is going to increase in your body, it does so over a period of time. Whereas when you take this injection, you are getting ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea. You're getting about 70 billion, I'm sorry, 50 billion of the mRNA spike protein. What is the spike protein? We all know by now, surely we do, that the spike protein is what is the pathogen. That is, they call it a spike because that spike is what drives itself into our own cells. And you're getting 50 billion of those possibly in your arm that is actually disseminated throughout the body. And if any of that happens to get right into a capillary or a vein or something when they inject it into your muscle and your arm, then that is almost instantaneously sent everywhere in your body. That's not what nature does. That's not the way God made it. We are actually, ladies and gentlemen, it has gotten to the point where we are now thinking that we truly are God.
Well, that's scary stuff. So if it does go into a capillary, and you said that goes throughout the whole body, what does that do to a person?
It attaches itself eventually. Of course, there are certain organs that it seems to be attracted to more. And, of course, that is, the ovaries, sometimes into the brain. But it attaches mainly to our endothelial cells. Now, what are endothelial? It's a big name for a lining. It's a lining of our blood vessels. And those blood vessels, God made our bodies such that we are to have blood vessels that are as smooth as glass so that there is no interference with the flow of blood, not even a small little bump. It has to be very smooth surface. But the spike protein actually causes an inflammatory response within that endothelial, and especially within the heart and all of our blood vessels. And it's no surprise, and it should not be a surprise to our listeners. Listen to this. Watch it. You will see that the individuals that are being reported are having blood clots in their legs, in their lungs, in their hearts, in their brains. The increase in stroke is astronomical right now. Blindness from the retinal thrombi that are happening in the eye, which is very rare, but it's now becoming almost like that of the myocarditis. We hear about myocarditis. I'm taking care of a patient right now who this week just contacted me and who had their shot, even a year ago. Well, now she's developed a horrible myocarditis and can hardly breathe. And we have, and the only difference in her life, and myocarditis is something that was very, very rare in the past. And now it has become almost that we see at least weekly. That is not normal. And the only difference has been these injections that they are putting over the world by the billions.
That's scary stuff. Yeah, I read where 13 billion shots have been given out in doses of the vaccine. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and our guest has been Dr. Carla Dean Graves. And Dr. Graves, I know you have to go, but thank you so much for being my guest this morning in the first segment, and thank you for being willing to come back. And so God bless you. We're praying for your husband as he deals with medical issues, but thank you for coming on the air.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. God bless to all.
Thank you. Well, this is Real Truth for Today, and we are up against a break, but when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. We want to talk about this important subject and how can we know the truth and then walk in the truth as it relates to our physical health. Don't go away.
Abraham Hamilton III, host of The Hamilton Corner. American Family Association is on the front lines in the culture war in America. We've been here for more than 40 years fighting for the biblical principles our nation was founded upon. And by God's grace, we are making a difference. One significant way you can join us in this battle is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. Not only will the charitable gift annuity benefit you, but it will benefit the culture-transforming work of American Family Association.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting American Family Association. A charitable gift annuity helps you, and it allows AFA to impact America for generations to come. Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
Are you too busy to go to church? We love God, but life gets complicated, but I can help you. I'm Pastor John Miller, and we've designed an app that has church services, a Bible reading plan, and a path for spiritual growth. You can live stream or listen to a podcast of an encouraging Bible message when you're too busy to go to church. Search for Church on the Rock Texarkana at the App Store. It'll help you connect to God when life is busy. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
American Family Radio listening family, this is Bible League International, and we've spent the last few weeks telling you about persecuted believers praying for Bibles to be able to endure and persevere in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We told you about Pastor Roussis, whose three sons were murdered by a terrorist group that hates Christians, but rather than retaliate with violence, they invited these people to learn about Jesus. 200 have come to Christ. They need Bibles in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And in the Middle East, Pastor Yusuf and a deacon in his church were kidnapped in broad daylight. When the family could not pay the ransom, they kill the deacon, they torture Pastor Yusuf, but with conviction today, that brother can say, it's an honor to suffer for the Lord. AFR listeners, you've given so generously in recent weeks so that 9,000 Bibleless persecuted believers now have a Bible. Our goal is 16,000. So in this season of giving, at $5 a Bible, $100 sends 20, will you pray about it? And then call 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give it sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Wanted to let you know about the ministry called Preborn. Preborn supports hundreds of Christian pregnancy clinics across the country, providing free life-saving services such as ultrasound. And American Family Radio is proud to partner with Preborn to protect the unborn. Now, over the past 16 years, Preborn centers have counseled over 450,000 women considering abortion and saved more than 200,000 babies' lives as the mothers have seen their baby through an ultrasound and say, I can't destroy this child. And here's the even better news. Over 65,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ through the ministry of Preborn. Well, we would like to ask our listeners to get involved, and our goal is to help save 4,000 babies. Here's how you can do it. Your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, and your gift of $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions reaching five women with a message of life. So if you would be able to do that, a $28 gift or a $140 gift, call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or you can donate online at afr.net. Well, we were talking in the last segment with Dr. Carla Dean Graves, who is a family medicine doctor and on the front lines of dealing with the COVID situation and the COVID vaccine. She's done a lot of extensive research on that. Unfortunately, she had to go. She only had a short window to be able to talk with us. But what she said is, I thought it was very, very important, very, very helpful. We do need to ask our doctors, our primary healthcare physicians, hey, have you read the literature? Do you know what it says? Or are you just in lockstep with what you're being told? Because as she said, you know, you follow the money. And if Big Pharma is funding everything, I don't know if you've seen the video where so many of these news programs, CNN News and Nightline and all these different news programs, it says sponsored by Pfizer. And when Pfizer is sponsoring the program, you know that it's not going to be an independent news broadcast. It's owned by Pfizer. Hey, we're paying for this, and you're not going to bash the person that's paying for it. And so you're not getting the straight scoop in that kind of an environment. And so we're in a difficult time where so many lies are out there. We are swimming in a pool of lies, and to be able to know the truth, because it's the truth that sets us free. Science used to be an area that said, "Hey, we're gonna follow the science," and it, you know, science is something that you can take to the lab. You can see what it does. You can repeat it, and hey, this we've done this 100 times, and this is the outcome, and so this is a scientific fact. It's not what you want it to be. It's what does the science say? But it seems like, sadly, our medical community has bought into the lies where they're doing sex change operations at Vanderbilt Hospital and other things. Well, the science will tell you, you can't change your sex. Your DNA, your chromosomal makeup is fixed. You are XY male or you are XX female, and it doesn't matter what you do to carve up the outside of your body, you can't change from male to female. God is the one who assigns your sex and your gender, and those are inseparably linked. Science will tell us that life begins at conception. But if you want to practice abortion, you have to waffle on the science and say, well, we're not really sure when life begins. That's baloney. The science teaches life begins at conception. And so we need to follow the science. We hear from the left that they're the party of science. But obviously they're not. And the sad reality in so many instances, you would think an entity like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, would be independent and would just tell you, well, this is what the science says. But obviously they're not doing that. And we've heard lots of things that have proven to be untrue coming from the CDC. In a day and age of lies, we need to focus in on the Lord, focus in on the Word, and ask God to guide us in truth. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He will guide us in all the truth. And we need to do our own research, and we need to see, hey, what is motivating a person to say what he or she is saying? As Dr. Graves said, if you're getting paid by the company that is making all the money off of a certain drug, are you really an independent person that's just looking at all the data and deciding for himself or herself what is the truth? So those are great questions to ask, and God is faithful to guide us as we look to Him and as we trust Him. And you have to look at what's going on and what Dr. Graves has said. You know, myocarditis was a relatively rare thing, and now it's just constant. We found out just yesterday, a relative of my son-in-law's, his sister, she was diagnosed with myocarditis. Now she's had some other health issues, but you know, she's been vaccinated, and some will say, oh, that had nothing to do with it. Well, you can't just keep dismissing these people that are dropping dead and these people that are having blood clots and having heart issues that have been vaccinated and just say, oh, just a coincidence. We don't really know what's causing that. Well, you put two and two together, and it seems to me to be pretty clear what's causing it. Well, we are opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And we have David on the line from Indiana. David, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. I'll get right to the point. I'm having heart problems. I did have AFib, and got an ablation, and that repaired that part of it. But I drank the Kool-Aid and got the Pfizer, I got the two initial shots. Now I'm having heart problems, and I was in an emergency room and got pulled aside by one of the nurses, and she privately told me, she said, "We're seeing this, hundreds of people come in, and they're calling it COVID heart now." My question is there any way to reverse it? Is this going to diminish, or am I just doomed? You know, of course I'm on drugs to regulate my heartbeat now. What do I do?
Yeah, great question. So when I talked to Dr. Graves yesterday, I asked her that question, and she said that well, each person is individual and unique. And so she said, when I sit down with a patient, I look at, okay, you as an individual, it's not just I'm putting you in a box. I'm saying, what are your symptoms? What's going on? And I said, well, can the shot be reversed? And she said, well, it's kind of like this. If you come to me and you have diabetes, I can't reverse the diabetes, but I can treat the diabetes. So she said, I would look at a patient and say, what's going on in your body? How can we treat what is going on? And she didn't say this verbatim, David, but it was almost like, hey, what is done is done. That mRNA vaccine is in your system, and that spike protein, and it's doing what it's doing, but you can treat what it's doing, and you can try and minimize what it's doing. So I would encourage you to, you can look her up online, Carla Dean Graves from Kansas City, Missouri, and see if you can contact her you know, because she's going to give you this, she's going to give you the honest evaluation. This is your situation, and this is what you can do. She did tell me that she does a lot of telemedicine to help people that can't get help from other places, and so I would encourage you in that way. And you know, the sad reality is this, and I told a healthcare physician that's a good friend. I said, listen, when all this was going on and I started learning about the vaccine, and she would tell me, you need to get vaccinated. And I said, I'm going to hold off on that till, you know, that we have more information. But I told her, I said, listen, I want you to be right. I want this vaccine to be a good thing. I want it to be helpful and not harmful. I don't want to be right, because if I'm right, then that means a lot of people are going to suffer physically from taking this this vaccine. And it appears that, you know, those who said, hey, there's danger in the vaccine, that those people are the ones who are right. And the people that trusted Big Pharma and trusted the government and trusted the CDC and trusted their doctor who was following the dictates that came down the pike, they're the ones that are suffering, David, in your instance, in your case right now. But that would be my my counsel, would be to reach out to her and or maybe somebody that is in the frontline doctors group, and see what can be done to help you with that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, David. I'll be praying for you, too, that God would just put his hand of healing upon you. Well, we have David from Florida on the line. David, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I just get really choked up. I don't want to talk about what you're talking about. I just want to thank you for being such a powerful message and not deferring or not detracted from the world, and you're preaching what God has put on your heart to preach. You're refreshing. You're like a spring of fresh water when we're thirsty and hungry. And I just thank you, sir, for being so... I'm getting choked up, but you are just such a refreshment for me. I enjoy what you're doing, and if I was close to your church, I would be there just enjoying what you're preaching. And I just thank you for being just willing to step out and not being detracted, not being discouraged. And I just pray that the Lord will keep you strong and focused, and that you will not falter from what he's put you in charge to do as far as feeding the sheep and encouraging us that God is in control. Nobody else, the Lord of Heaven's armies, is in control, and you're an obedient servant. And I just want to thank you. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for calling in and encouraging me. Thank you for listening to the program. And God bless you, my brother. And here's how I view my position. I know that God called me to preach. I was in my 30s, early 30s, when the Lord called me. That's something I'd been praying about for a long time. I wanted to preach for a long time, but I never felt called until I was in my early 30s. And I remember the day, and it was on a Wednesday night, and I said, Lord, I believe you're calling me to preach. It was at the invitation time from a message from my good friend, Dr. Rich Halcomb. I said, Lord, I believe you're calling me to preach, and I promise and I surrender to do just that. And when I said that to the Lord, it's like he pulled me close to his heart and just said, I've been waiting for you to make that decision, and now we have a deal. And I want to be faithful. I see my job as being a mailman. I just deliver the mail. Thus says the Lord, this is what he wrote. And if it steps on your toes, know that it stepped on my toes too. But I'm not going to change the letter so that it's more palatable to you or to me. We are called as preachers, 2 Timothy chapter 4, to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. And so two of those three things, reprove and rebuke, are not positive things from the listener's perspective. We like the exhortation and the encouragement, but first we're reproved and then we're rebuked, because the word will convict our hearts and say, hey, you're out of bounds here. Hey, this is wrong in your life. You need to get things right. You have, as the church in Ephesus, Revelation 2, you have left your first love. As that song says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And so that's true for me, that's true for you, that's true for all of us. And so we need to keep coming back to the Word so that the Lord would refresh us, that times of refreshing would come from His presence. So, David, you've blessed me and encouraged me today, and I thank you, my brother. Well, we have Josiah from Texas on the line. Josiah, welcome to Real Truth for today.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I wanted to make a remark about something I've been putting together over the last few months, and it's that we have many hospital systems who are named after saints who answered the calling of the Spirit. They had the gifts of the Spirit of healing, and they were the ones who ultimately founded these hospitals that we have that are well renowned today. However, many of these same hospitals have moved away from God and moved toward money as their servant instead. And we're now seeing the fruits of that. And at this point, we're going to have a reconciliation as a nation, right? The people who fell for the medical system, whose God is money, are going to have to turn to God. And at the same time, we also have to push on these hospital systems to turn back to their original mission, which they currently do not acknowledge. And I would like to hear from you a prayer for both.
Well, I appreciate that, Josiah, and thank you. You're exactly right. You know, here's the thing, and I've said this before on the program, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. And we have done that. So many have done that, gone after money, and money will cloud your mind. Let your character, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so as we come up on a break, let's pray. Father in heaven, we are a nation that is filled with lies, and we are people who are going after filthy lucre, and like Esau, trading what is eternal for a mess of pottage. And so we just pray, God, that you would bring people to a place of conviction, to open their eyes to truth, and that we would quit walking in the lies and quit believing the lies. And Lord, we would want to live a life that's honorable to you and that's pleasing to you. And so bring changes in our medical community, bring changes in our nation, as we look to you, Lord Jesus, and fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of faith. Amen. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and the phone lines are open. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking to Shirley and Lynn. Don't go away.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days, we've been banned twice. And is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day. Banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
So they asked me to enter my email address. And the next thing I know, I start getting emails from companies I never even knew existed. What's up with that?
Here at the American Family Association, you have our word that we won't give away, sell, or lease your email address to any other organization or company. We're thankful when you take the time to subscribe to AFA Action Alerts, 1 Million Moms, Engage Magazine, or any of our other online newsletters.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
Here in the Foundation, we help families just like yours to shore up permanent income for their retirement years through our charitable gift annuities.
Riley has served as the director of the AFA Foundation for over a decade.
A charitable gift annuity is a gift to American Family Association. Not only are you giving to the Lord's work, but you'll receive a lifetime income and excellent tax benefits.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. A charitable gift annuity benefits you and helps ensure the AFA will impact America for generations to come.
Give us a call today at 800-326-4543. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
The AFA Foundation, the Financial Stewardship Division of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We've been talking today about the coronavirus and the COVID vaccine. We had Dr. Carla Dean Graves on. She is a family medicine doctor in Kansas City, Missouri, and she has been practicing for over 40 years. She has done extensive research and reading on the COVID vaccine and the mRNA portion of that vaccine. And as she said earlier in the broadcast, that's been something Pfizer's been working on since 1990. This isn't something new. And she and I talked last night for a good while. And you know, the two questions with any vaccine, with any medicine you take, is it safe and is it effective? And if the medicine is safe but not effective, then why would you take it? If it's not safe but effective, then you have to weigh, okay, are the risks, you hear about this medicine and they go through all the possible side effects. Well, do you want to have that? I mean, are you willing to take that chance? Maybe it helps you, but maybe it hurts in other ways. And so you have to weigh that out. Obviously, anything that you would take that is not safe and not effective would be terrible. I told Dr. Graves this last night. I say, you know, you'd rather that the big pharma would just produce something that didn't work but was safe, some kind of sugar pill, than something that didn't work and wasn't safe. And those scientists aren't dummies. They know what they're making, and they know what the tests show. And as you have heard, you know, Pfizer has their test results for the vaccine. They're sealed for 75 years. And so that nothing screams trust the science like, hey, we don't want you to see the data for 75 years. So you just got to be able to really look and see what's happening and then bring that before the Lord and say, Lord, guide me in all truth. Well, the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840. And we have Shirley on the line from Arkansas. Shirley, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I just want to say that David, amen to David. I mean, I listen to you every day, and now I'm getting choked up. But why I'm calling is I did get the vaccine. I got the Moderna, and I didn't know if I should. My son was studying it, and he said, Mom, don't get it. Don't get it. And my daughter is a teacher, and she said, Mom, the teachers are all getting it, and you need to get it because you have asthma and sinus problems. And so I gave in, and I did get the two shots, but I'm not getting any more. And I have leukemia, and I was to my doctor yesterday, and I asked the nurse that was taking care of me. I said, did you get the shots? And she said, yes, she said, but she's sorry that she did get them. And I've got friends that good friends of mine that have heart attacks, and a few of them had died. And I'm just saying, like that somebody said, what are we going to do about it? I mean, here, I got the shots now, and I don't have any symptoms, really, of anything. So I guess we just have to pray about it.
Yes, and I think that, you know what Dr. Graves said, if you get the shot and it hits a capillary or something like that, that's going to send it all through your body very, very quickly, you know, that's going to have a different result than somebody that has the shot and it doesn't go in there. And so I think that we do see lots of different outcomes with people, and some people have these serious outcomes that produce death or produce, you know, serious myocarditis and blood clots and those kinds of things and strokes, and some don't. So I think it just kind of depends on the person. And, you know, what's done is done, Shirley. And I know we have lots of people listening that say, well, what do I do now? As David called in and said, what do I do now? I have a text out to Dr. Graves to say, you know, how can people contact you and visit with you through the internet with telemedicine? Because, you know, they obviously people want to find a doctor that they can trust that's independent, that is not in the pocket of Big Pharma or something like that. So, you know, I think we have to live. We don't want to live our lives in fear. And so many were living in fear over the coronavirus, hiding under their beds, so to speak, wouldn't go outside, you know, wearing a mask and staying, you know, walking on the beach 100 yards from anybody else. They're wearing a mask, which is ridiculous. You're not following the science. You're not following logic at all in that instance. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline. And we trust him. We say, Lord, this is what I did in good faith. And so I'm just trusting you to take care of me and protect me. My life is in your hands. And before I was ever created, the days that were ordained for me, you marked them out. And so we can live rejoicing in the Lord, and we can live for his glory regardless of what has happened in the past. He's in charge of all things, and we don't need to fear. So as the scripture says, Psalm 46, verse 10, cease striving, let go, relax, be still, and know that I am God. So thank you so much, Shirley. You've blessed my life today, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your encouragement. Appreciate you listening to the broadcast. Well, we have Lynn from Arkansas on the line. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I heard a program on the Christian worldview about how some men had come to Christian pastors and tried to get them to endorse the vaccine from the pulpit, and some of them actually did. I know some names, but I'm not saying. A reporter named Megan Basham did a whole show on that, and it was very interesting. And I wondered if anyone came to you and tried to get you to endorse it. And then I have one other comment I wanted to say.
Okay. Nobody did. I had somebody in my church, encourage me early on. Hey, you need to let people know that this is available and that they should talk to their doctors and all that. And this is before I knew a lot about it. You know, when it first came out, there was lots of people were in the dark, and many people were flocking to get the shot because they said, hey, I don't want to get COVID. So this is, they trusted if this is coming from the government, if this is coming from Big Pharma, this is good for me. And surely the government wouldn't lie to me. Surely Big Pharma wouldn't lie to me. Big Pharma has, in my opinion, has sold their soul for a bowl of pottage, as the scripture says with Esau, sold his birthright for a mess of pottage, a bowl of stew. They're wanting to sell drugs, and I don't think truth is ever going to get in the way of them selling drugs. So Pfizer paid in 2009 $2.3 billion for fraud on one of their on a couple of their drugs. So they're not above that. So if you think that those companies are acting with honor as the banner that's leading the way, think again. So I did have that one guy say, you know, you ought to do that. I never felt like that was my place. And it's like, hey, you know, if people want to get the vaccine, they can get the vaccine. I'm not here to tell them what to do on as far as that goes. So no, Lynn, directly in answer to your question directly, nobody ever came to me from the outside wanting me to do that. And I wouldn't have done it. And definitely now I'm on the other end of the spectrum. And so I think that anybody that would come to me, I'd say, don't do that. Don't get the shot. Don't get the booster. If you've gotten the shots, don't get any more of them. And I pray for my family that have gotten the shots, that God would just be merciful and protect them from difficulty from the shot. So you said you had another question?
Well, it's actually not a question. It's a comment. And this isn't about the vaccine, but it's about kind of connected with the medical issues that are going on now and the woke things. And that is that I have a family member who just had a baby and was having some issues with nursing. And I don't know if you've heard of La Leche League, but it's been around forever to help women with that. And I looked it up online, and as I was looking it up, I thought to myself, I wonder if they've gone woke. And right away when I got on their deal about them, I'm not sure that was their official website, but it was talking about La Leche League, and it said help for women, or help for breastfeeding and chest feeding.
Oh,
so you know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to. But, I mean, you know, we can still look for other sources to find out information. Or some of the people that are in that organization, you know, wouldn't be going along with that. But, you know, they might even leave the organization because of that, which is too bad.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Lynn. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for your comments. And so God bless you, my sister. Well, we have Cindy on the line from Texas. Cindy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you so much. And I seriously cannot tell you what a breath of fresh air you are. Just speaking truth about this subject as well as all the subjects you talk about is just so refreshing and so needed. I have had people within my small circle of friends and family who have died after the vaccine, who have had and continue to have really bad neurological adverse effects, and one who had had a stroke. So this is a real concern to me, and I appreciate Dr. Graves so very much and you having her on. She said, you know, ask your doctor. So recently I had to have an appointment with a specialist, and toward the end of our time together, I knew that I was looking at possibly having a procedure done in the hospital. And this particular hospital in my city, I was not sure I trusted. And I wanted to ask him, so I said, have you been keeping up with all the reports of deaths and adverse effects following the coronavirus vaccine? And I mean, I barely got that out. And he said, we're not going to have that discussion. And I tried to ask again a different way. I said, well, I would just like to know, we're not talking about that here. And I mean, he cut me off again and again and again and again. I got a full sentence and said, I have never been treated like this by a medical professional. Mm-hmm. And then he immediately started saying, well, I think you need to find a different doctor.
Wow.
And I said, I see, I do. It was so hard and it shook me. And so I left in tears. Mm-hmm. And now I'm still having issues that need to be addressed. And I have tried to contact Frontline. I have tried to contact different people. I appreciate so much Dr. Graves. I will be contacting her. She is like Dr. Peter McCullough. There are doctors who are willing to speak truth no matter what it does to them professionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure I can find a specialist who has to use a hospital that I can feel like is on my side.
Right.
And isn't just going to do hospital protocol. So I'm kind of at a loss.
Yeah, Cindy, that's a difficult situation for sure. And, it seems this is what's bothered me so much. And I have some great friends that are in the medical profession. And my youngest daughter is in the medical profession as a physician assistant. They don't want to talk about it. And I think some of it is pride related, because they were really pushing this. And now the data is coming out and it's like, okay, I don't want to eat crow. So we're just not going to talk about this, or just dismiss it out of hand, oh, that's just conspiracy theorists or whatever. But, when you watch more and more people come down with myocarditis, drop dead, one guy I just saw on Twitter, he was getting his fifth shot and died 45 minutes after getting his shot at the clinic where he got his shot. He died there. He's 34 years old and didn't have any health issues. And the conclusion was, well, it's unclear as to what caused his death. Like, well, it's not unclear to anybody that is a straight thinking, honest person. I would say the shot caused his death. And he probably had that shot hit something that sent it out through his whole body and it just shut everything down. And so, I will pray for you, Cindy, that the Lord would lead you to the right place and that you would get the help you need. And reach out to Dr. Graves and see if she can help you too. She is very connected with Peter McCullough. She knows all those big players that we see in the news. Well, we have just time for one more call. Josh from Louisiana. Josh, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, sir.
Hello. We have about 45 seconds, my friend. Sorry.
Okay, there's a verse in Revelations that says, I don't know the verse, just remember, all nations will be deceived by their sorceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a translation search of pharma, and it comes out the sorceries.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that pretty odd that big pharma has deceived the entire world. That's kind of it was told to us in Revelations.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. Well, thank you for bringing that up, Josh, and thanks for listening to the program. And this is Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. And so thanks for joining us today. We'll be back again tomorrow. And go out, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And do not be afraid. God is in control. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.